this is a frustrating one. I mean, you know, to go 1-7 halfway through the year is tough for us, and way beyond what our expectations were for what was going to happen this season. And the good thing for us is that it's a short week. It's going to keep guys focused and moving forward. We got to move on pretty quickly. We're going to have to practice tomorrow, get ready for Washington on Thursday. And hats off to Dallas. They played a good game. On offense, we came up short, you know, a couple plays short of what we should have done to win the game. The good thing about playing this league is when you win games like that, it's fun. When you lose games like that, it's tough. It's very tough. And we got to make sure that we keep guys into it and moving forward. And I'll be honest, it sucks. I mean, it does suck. And we're going to keep moving forward. We're going to keep fixing things that we can fix and get better as an offense and go win some ball games.
That one had a little different feel to it, didn't it? That one was like a toss-up after a couple of rough weeks. Is it in some ways harder to take a loss like that?
It is tough. I mean, you know, our expectations going every game is that we're going to win. And to have the lead at halftime and you know, play decent, it is disappointing to lose that. We got to understand that, you know, we're a couple plays here and there and drives in the first half and the second half that we could have made to make it not even close. And we got to make sure that we click on those things.
A little more effectiveness in the red zone, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. You know, when we try to go for it on fourth early in the game, I love that. We didn't get the play. We didn't get the conversion, which stinks. So we lose points there. And, you know, we could have done a better job scoring touchdowns. And that's what we always talk about, scoring touchdowns in the red zone. And we got to get better at that. I don't know what our red zone conversion rate was, but we got to get better at it.
Christian, do you feel like the no huddle there early on kind of got the offense into a rhythm?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys like our no huddle stuff. I think we're pretty good at it, and it's a good tool to have for us. And I think we'll keep developing it and get better at it and keep using it.
Coach Frazier said he maybe went against his instincts a little bit by not going for it on that 4th and 5 to 35. Your thoughts on that? Were you pushing him to maybe go for it or what?
No, I mean, you know, I was surprised we were going to go for it. I was definitely excited about it, and then try to draw him off sides. Weren't able to do it, you know, we saved our timeouts and just punting away. And our defense had been playing great the whole game, and you know, hats off to Dallas for going out and scoring. I mean, you know, for us as an offense, especially when we get a turnover, we gotta stay on the field. We gotta convert that into points, and we didn't do so. We didn't perform how we were supposed to on the offensive side.
Coach anticipates you will start also Thursday against Washington. Is this what this team needs? Somebody just grab hold of the quarterback job, get some stability there, and then go from there, or what?
I mean, it's what I need. I need to be out there playing. I mean, I'm happy that I'm out here playing, but losing sucks, and it's not a fun part of the game. You know, myself and the leaders on this team got to make sure that we get this turned around and go out and win. And you know, again, like I said before, the good thing is we have a short week, so I think guys have to be focused and move on to the next game because the game's going to be here in a few days.
Christian, right after AJ had the interception, you guys came out throwing. Did that surprise you a little bit? Or?
No, you know, I thought we had a good play called. We had a man beater with Greg on a deep route, deep crossing route, and it was a great play. And for us, you know, we're just short of hitting it. And if he catches that, either scores or we're down the goal line and getting points. And it's unfortunate that we weren't able to convert on it.
Did you just throw a little high on that one, or is that what?
I guess. You know, it looked a little long. I mean, I'm not sure what. Let's see it on film, but it looked like I overthrew him.
This one have a little different feel, being that you're 20 minutes away from where you grew up.
I mean, it was a good experience to get back here and be home and play in a stadium and have family come watch. But you know, it's a tough experience when you lose.
How do you put your finger on being 1-7 at the midpoint of the season after going 10-6 and having pretty much the same cast back?
It's a lack of execution. It's a lack of execution on offense. We're not making plays like we did last year. And, you know, we got to play better. I mean, we have too many turnovers, and we're missing plays that are there that need to be made.
Just getting Adrian Peterson back, looking like the old Adrian Peterson, mm-hmm. Obviously that, you know, even though you lost, that had to be key to it.
That was big for us. That's a big part of our offense, is running the football. And having Adrian run well this game was great. And We keep expecting to improve on it, and we need them again this week.